conference, I ask you to join me in giving a very warm welcome to Minister of State Brian Hayes TD.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris, Vernon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure and indeed an honour to be invited to the Alliance Party Conference. On behalf of my own party and in particular on behalf of the Irish Government, we'd like to congratulate you for the work that you're doing here in the government here in Northern Ireland, but also for your success and your great commitment to peace and democracy here in Northern Ireland, and for doing it in the most difficult times of all, making sure that language that you use so well is the language, the new language of everyone on this island. So we thank you for all of that work. The Alliance way of doing things, reasoned debate, engagement with all viewpoints, respect for others, understanding that process matters, your way has been extremely successful. And I've observed over the years that the Alliance Party has at all times been acutely aware of the importance of political language. Being measured and careful in how we speak is an acquired skill which the Alliance Party has cultivated to great effect. And you're entitled to take quiet satisfaction from the fact when the most sensitive job of all was being filled, your party leader, David Ford, was asked to accept the heavy burden of responsibility as Justice Minister. I think David Ford's appointment as Justice Minister reflects the respect felt not just for the Alliance Party, but for David himself personally. I also want to pay tribute to the role that is played by Stephen in the government here in Northern Ireland, and also the role of your MP in Westminster, Naomi Long. I'd also like to thank you most profusely for giving us in Fine Gael one of the greatest Alliance politicians of all times, former MEP, former party leader John Cushnahan. And please tell him I said that. He takes these things very carefully, I can tell you. I intend to respond this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, to your recent paper on improving North-South cooperation. And also, I also intend to deal with the whole question of East-West and the role that that is such a crucial role in terms of the three relationships. First of all, I think it's fair to say that the North-South relations and East-West relations are better now than at any stage since the constitutional settlement of over 90 years ago. I'm also very conscious of what Garrett Fitzgerald referred to as the kaleidoscope of identities in Ireland and in Britain. The kaleidoscope is once again being shaken. What it means to be an Ulster man or an Ulster woman, what it means to be an Irish person, what it means to be British, what it means to be European, all these identities are in a complete state of flux. For example, the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland have been comfortable with and proud of the Irish-American and Scots-Irish tradition in the United States. Over the centuries, the rich human tapestry on this island has been woven from many threads indeed. New threads and new patterns are being added to that tapestry. Ireland will be the richer for it. The Alliance Party has also made a very significant contribution in draining the poison of sectarianism, and the work still goes on in this party, I know. And as we move through a decade of important remembrances for our two islands, let us remember an important point. It is, of course, right and proper that we remember and respect our past and learn from it, but we must never become its prisoner. In the words of Queen Elizabeth, speaking in Dublin Castle last May, she said very clearly, "We must be able to bow to the past, but not to be bound by the past. So by all means, let us recall our past and remember our dead. But above all, let us stand with the living of today." The challenge for this generation of politicians, North and South, is to accept the Good Friday Agreement and to implement its provisions for the benefit of all the people of this island. Let me look at some of the ways that we can do that, and the ways that you refer to in your own policy paper. Last Tuesday, I met with Sammy Wilson here in Belfast to review the progress that has occurred in the area of public sector reform here in Northern Ireland. In this area, North-South cooperation, we can learn much from each other. As you know, our government in the Republic has highlighted the area of public sector reform as a key goal in national recovery. In these difficult times, the priority must be in keeping frontline public servants in place while reconfiguring the back office staff. I'm really impressed by the shared service model that has been built up and here running in Northern Ireland in recent years. Agencies like HR Connect, IT Assist and Account Northern Ireland have all freed up opportunities for greater efficiencies within central government here in the north. We've got to do things differently. And doing things differently, we have to learn best practice in our respective area of this island. Making this island a template for change within the public sector is something that we can achieve on an all-Ireland basis and something that can be a template for other countries as well. As David Ford is Minister for Justice, I think there are areas where cooperation can be further enhanced in the policing and justice area. I would hope that in the future we might see shared training modules for the PSNI and for An Garda Síochána. I think it would be useful if a reasonable level of secondment between the two services became the norm. And of course, a continuing high level of cooperation will deliver in the area of drugs, cigarette smuggling, diesel laundering and people trafficking. In the area of traffic violations and road safety, a higher level of practical cooperation will benefit everyone. We can learn from best practice across border police operations in other parts of Europe. We should focus on that work. Energy security is of particular concern to us here in Ireland, north and south. Ireland and Scotland have also natural advantages in renewable energies. Both countries have a direct interest in working closely together in research and new generation and energy storage technologies. And together, we can make a strong case for a major EU investment programme in renewable energies in Scotland and in Ireland. The new electricity interconnectors between Britain and Ireland will support the renewable sector and stimulate competition in the market. In the area of agri-foods, North and South, we share a common interest in the European Union farm policies. I believe that in the agri-food sector on this island, we have a very bright future indeed. The abolition of milk quotas in 2015 will open up new exciting opportunities for the dairy sector in particular. If there is one economic certainty, it is this, that the demand for food will continue to grow. Ireland's most important natural resource, its land, will be at the centre of future sustainable development on this island. Our farm communities and food businesses north and south can learn from each other and help the sector grow. In the area of the health sector in particular, we need to see much greater cooperation. Our two islands share many elements of a common culture. One of these is the unhealthy relationship with alcohol. From a public health policy perspective, we need to work together in terms of addressing this particular health scourge. And as the Minister of State of the Department of Finance, I'm interested in Northern Ireland's household charges and property taxes. I understand your property tax works out at an average of about 1,200 sterling per year. I think we've a lot to learn from Northern Ireland on how to establish and collect a tax. And of course, I cannot help but refer to Sinn Féin, who accept a relatively large property tax in Northern Ireland, but are against it in the Republic. So that's a bit of partitionist thinking that we need to highlight too. We should also not forget the great opportunities of sport and the capacity of sport to bring us together. I play golf rather badly, I hasten to add, and since coming into government I haven't played once. But I was delighted to see that the Irish Open is going to Royal Portrush this year. And I'm sure that this event will bring many people north, great golf enthusiasts in the south, to see the Irish Open in Royal Portrush. I hope that the British Open might one day follow, and even the Ryder Cup. This is a golden age for Irish golfers. Long may it continue. Provincial rugby in Ireland also continues to thrive, And there's the possibilities of another All-Ireland final in a couple of weeks' time, not in Croke Park, but in Twickenham. I'm backing Leinster, I hasten to add. But I'm glad to report that the rest of Ireland is backing Ulster. So, can I finish on a personal note? From my earliest involvement in politics, I've always taken an interest in the politics of Northern Ireland. I got involved in politics first and foremost because of my opposition to the terror campaigns that were organised by the IRA and other paramilitaries. And I took a stand with many other people in the south in opposing, as the great majority of people north and south in this island did, in that terror campaign. Our task now is to move on, and it's to do it in a way where we bring people with us, and in a way where we create a new island economy, a new island infrastructure, and a new Ireland cooperation, where that shared future that your leader spoke about this morning can be brought about. That is our collective responsibility. It's something that you share in this party. It's something that the great, great majority of people in Northern Ireland share, and it is something that we share with you in the south. Gareth Fitzgerald died last year. He was one of my great mentors, someone that was greatly respected north and south. And Gareth had a great love of the people of Northern Ireland and for the shared history because of his own family background. And Gareth was a great bridge builder, and so is the Alliance Party. And when we build bridges, we help people across the divide. Together, let us continue that work, and together, let us get this country to a better place. Thank you very much.